You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Last month, federal immigration authorities went into two Catholic schools in Toronto and took away four children. Bruce Davis is a Toronto District School Board trustee, and he joins me today to talk about this issue. Good morning, Bruce.
Jane, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Now, you're not actually a trustee in the Catholic school system, am I right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, what actually happened?
Well, 2 weeks ago, we heard media reports in the Toronto area here of immigration officials, actually Canada border security officials, going into schools. And there was some widespread coverage here, and that's really what got me involved in the two separate incidents that we heard about. In the first case, elementary students were asked, federal officials went into the school office, and asked the principal to bring the elementary school students, these two students, down to the office. Their parents, their family, really was being slated for deportation, and the officials were using the children to get to the parents. So what they did is they brought the children to the office, and they said, we need to talk to your mom, and they called them on their mom's cell phone, and essentially the officials said to the mother that if you don't come down to the school right now and pick your children up, that we will detain your children. We'll remove them from the school and take them to a detention center. So the mother showed up, you know, within 20 minutes, and she was detained. So that's a case where the children were being used as bait to try and draw their parents out of hiding. In the other case, we had high school students who were removed from class, brought down to the office, and they were basically removed from the school and brought out to a waiting van where the mother and the grandmother were awaiting deportation. Now, when those incidents hit the paper and we started to hear a lot more about these types of things reverberating around the system, we also heard about cases where federal officials were going to schools asking to see the school records, where a principal or school secretary was asked, you know, we're trying to track down this parent. Do you have a phone number? Do you have a workplace? How would you get in touch with this parent if there was a problem at the school? So those three different types of interventions, using the children as bait, or forcibly removing students to the deportation center, or going after records. We've heard about all three of those different situations.
How old were the children in the first case, the ones who were used as bait?
They were elementary school children. I apologize, I should have this in front of me, but they were in, I can't remember, it was grade 3 and 5 or something. They were young children.
Young children, yes.
Yeah.
What was your initial reaction when you heard about the news of these cases?
Well, we've heard about many deportations in the Toronto area over the past month. There's been almost a whole campaign of removing families from Canada. It's kind of like an energized effort that's going on. So there's this ambient kind of information about deportations going on. But when I heard the story, I actually read about it in a Saturday paper here. When I read about it, about these elementary children being used as bait, I was very upset. I was quite shaken by that. And it really took me a day or so to kind of compose myself, and then I proposed to my colleagues a bit of a plan of action.
Well, you sent a memo, I believe, to your colleagues of what you thought might be done. What did you say in that memo?
Well, you know, first off, I wanted to know what's the state of the law, you know, and I wanted a report from our school board lawyers in terms of exactly what the federal government could do and could not do, and what our options were, how we could use our institutional creativity and prowess, how we could use our size and our, you know, bureaucracy to kind of, you know, work against these deportations. So I wanted to get a legal opinion. The second thing is I wanted all the trustees to be briefed in terms of what's happening on the ground, not through the media, but I wanted to actually hear from our senior staff, from principals, from teachers' unions, exactly the types of things that are happening. I wanted us to work very closely with our Catholic counterparts. Both of these interventions that I've talked about were actually in Catholic schools, but I wanted to make sure that we were working very, very closely with our Catholic colleagues to bolster them, and we did. I asked for our, you know, the school board to write a letter to all the federal party officials and the Liberal leadership candidates, basically, you know, stressing the importance of separating schools from this federal action. So there, it was about an 8-point plan that I put forward, And so we've taken a few of those steps already.
What kind of steps have you taken so far?
Well, we have received briefings from our lawyers in terms of what's happening. We have been working very closely with our Catholic counterparts in terms of providing them with some measure of support. We have come up with a protocol internally, and I don't want to say too much about this publicly because we're trying to give our staff instructions that they can use when and if someone comes knocking on the door, and I don't want we don't want to talk about too much of that, but we have given our staff instructions. I think they need to be toughened up a bit more, but we've also sent a very clear signal, and this was done through the media, of course, sent a very, very strong signal that we would not countenance this at all. And actually, we've seen the federal government back off.
Was it a coincidence that this took place in Catholic schools?
The families in question were, all the ones that I've just talked about, were Costa Rican. And so we have many, many Central American and Costa Rican families in our public schools, but I think a large number of them are in Catholic schools. It just so happens that this phase of the wave of deportations happening in Toronto now is mostly Portuguese and Central American families. So I'm not sure that they were picked on because they were in Catholic schools or just because that it's serendipity or coincidence that this wave happens to be families from that, Catholic families.
The Catholic school system presumably is a smaller system.
It's about a third of our size.
Okay. What are the consequences of these actions when the immigration authority does things like this for families?
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem we face. We do not want to be enlisted in any way, shape, or form in this deportation action. The federal government may have the right to deport families, and we can debate the morality of that. I don't appreciate at all what they're doing, but they may have the legal right to do that. But as soon as they cross the threshold and start to involve schools or enlist school officials or principals or school secretaries, it sends a chill to families who either may be here illegally or even families who are here legally and who have an application in as a refugee applicant. Because imagine if you thought your kids could be scooped up at school. Here you are, a legitimate refugee applicant. You're not sure. You finally hear that one day that you're either denied or accepted, but you don't know that when you deliver your children to school. So you might be worried about somebody picking up your children. Now, we're going to make damn sure that doesn't happen, but just the thought of that happening, just the fear of that happening, can send a chill, which means children would be less likely, or parents would be less likely to put their children into formal school system, public or Catholic, and they might be more likely to keep them in informal underground school settings or in the care of a relative or a friend. We want these children in school, and this sends the wrong signal. When the federal government does this, it sends exactly the wrong signal.
Because when we talk about undocumented immigrants into Canada, then we're talking about people who are here often for a significant period of time. So if their children are not in school, then those children who are not getting education for could be years.
That's true. And also, we also have Canadian children, Canadian-born children, of people who have applied for immigration or refugee status or who may be here illegally. So these, in fact, could be Canadian children who are here that were born here. So they're caught in this, too, because I've heard of Canadian children being deported with their families. Their parents may be were turned down as refugees, and the children are now being deported. So it sends the wrong signal. We want these. In fact, by law, here's the paradox. In Ontario, we are required to take any child who comes to our door. We can't bar them because of their immigration status. And so we're required to teach these children, as I think we should be. And, we don't want to be complicit in anything that either puts a chill out or not just the chill, but the real possibility of someone coming to the school and knocking on our door.
Now, you say you've received assurances from the federal government. What have you heard from them?
Well, actually, to be clear, they have not corresponded with us directly. The Minister of Public Security has said in a public statement, I gather, in the House, because I saw the media clips on it, the minister basically has said that field officers will not go on school property unless they're asked to do so by the family or by the school, or unless there's a case of national security or serious criminality, whatever that means. So, you know, in those particular cases, even in those cases, if they go on school property, they've put in some kind of a new protocol whereby field officers would have to get this vetted by somebody higher up the food chain. You know, they were clearly embarrassed by this, and the shock and just the response that was, you know, the community, there were a lot of phone calls, I'm sure.
Well, thank you very much for taking our call this morning, and good luck in your efforts to counter this.
Righto. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Toronto District School Board Trustee Bruce Davis.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.